Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a very specific, very tasty jungle and old-school DNB move, resampling an intro in Ableton Live 12 so it feels like sunrise. Not fake cinematic sunrise, but that real emotional lift you get when darkness starts giving way to light, and the tune is still holding tension while it opens up. We're aiming for an intro that can actually work in a set. So yes, it should sound beautiful, but it also needs to be mix-aware, phrase-aware, and ready to hand off into drums and bass without feeling messy. Think atmosphere, memory, grit, and a little bit of hope. The big idea here is contrast. Dark into light, dry into wet, narrow into wide, stable into unstable. And the key word is resample, because in this style, the magic often happens not on the first pass, but on the second and third generation of sound. You print it, process it, print it again, and suddenly the texture feels lived in, like it came off tape. Off a sampler with history. So let's build this step by step. First, choose a source sound that already has emotional information inside it. Don't start with something sterile if you can avoid it. A minor seventh chord stab, a suspended chord, a Rhodes phrase, a vocal fragment, a detuned pad, even a reversed texture can work really well. The source should have some attack, some harmonic identity, and ideally a little noise or room tone. If it's too perfect and too clean, that's fine, but you're going to have to work harder later to give it character. If you're building from MIDI, Ableton stock instruments like Wavetable, analog, electric, sampler, or even tension can get you there fast. For this style, I'd lean towards something slightly imperfect. Don't be afraid of wobble. Don't be afraid of a source that feels a little raw. That's part of the old-school jungle charm. Now build a processing chain before you resample. This is the first print stage, and it matters. A solid starting chain could be EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, echo, reverb, utility, and then optionally redux or vinyl distortion if you want more grime. With EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so the intro stays out of the sub lane. If the sound is muddy, dip a little in the low mids around 250 to 400 Hz. And if you want that sunrise air, a gentle lift in the top end around 8 to 12 kHz can help it feel brighter and more open. Then saturator, just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on. We're not trying to crush it, we're just warming the harmonics and giving the sound some density before it gets printed. Add chorus or phaser if you want movement and width, but keep it subtle. This is where people often overdo it. A little motion goes a long way in an intro. If it starts sounding seasick, back it off. The movement should feel like air shifting, not the whole room spinning. Echo is crucial here. Try a time like 1/8, 3/16, or dotted 1/8, with feedback somewhere around 20-45%. Filter the delays so they don't pile up too much low end or harsh top end. A bit of wobble can be great if you want that slightly unstable, vintage feeling. Again, subtle is your friend. Reverb is where the sunrise emotion really starts to bloom. Decay around 4-10 seconds, pre-delay somewhere in the 10-30 millisecond zone. Low cut the reverb hard enough to keep the mix clean, and trim the high end if it gets fizzy. You want lushness, not a total wash. The chord should still have a shape inside the space. Utility helps you manage width. If the sound is too narrow, open it up a bit, maybe 110-140%, but check mono now and then, because a wide intro that collapses badly in mono can become a problem fast, especially in a club mix. If you want extra texture, add redux or vinyl distortion lightly. Don't destroy the source, just rough up the edges. The goal is to keep that emotional core intact while adding that secondhand, resampled quality. Now comes the key move. Resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm the track, and record 8 to 16 bars of the processed source. Let the tails bloom. Let the modulation happen. Let the delays repeat into interesting places. Don't obsess about perfection on the first print. You're listening for the moment where the texture lifts. That's the sunrise moment. That's the part you want to build around. If you want more control, you can also route the source to a new audio track and print only the best 2-8 bar section. That's often a smarter move if you already hear the strongest phrase in the source. The point is to capture the musical movement as audio, not just as a static preset. Once it's printed, warp and shape it for atmospheric material. Complex Pro is usually the right choice. Use it carefully if you're changing pitch or stretching the audio. If the sample has obvious transients, Beats Mode can work, but for most sunrise textures you want that smooth, harmonic stretching. Now start arranging the resampled audio with intention. A strong intro usually doesn't just loop, it evolves. you might stretch the sample so the emotional peak lands on bar 5, 9, or 13. You can reverse a section before the peak for that classic jungle-style swell. You can also cut the clip into a few pieces and rearrange them to create a little narrative. Here's a simple structure that works really well. In the first four bars, keep it distant and filtered. Let the listener feel the environment before the melody fully arrives. In bars 5 to 8, reveal the harmonic core. That's where the emotional information comes forward. In bars 9 to 12, add a reverse tail or a delay lift to build momentum. Then in bars 13 to 16, open it up. Let it get brighter, wider, and more present so it's ready to hand off into drums. Now make the audio breathe using clip and track automation. In the clip view, you can automate gain, transpose very subtly, and use clip fades to smooth edits. On the track, automate filter cutoff, reverb wetness, echo feedback, width, and saturation drive. The important thing is to think in waves, not constant motion. A sunrise intro works because it opens and closes in sections. Start narrow and dark, slowly widen it, bring in more brightness. Add a little more delay toward the end of a phrase. Then pull the reverb back slightly right before the drums enter. That last move is huge. If the intro stays massive all the way through the transition, the drop won't hit as hard. You need that moment of restraint so the impact has somewhere to go. Now let's make it feel more like old-school jungle. This is where the texture gets genre-specific. Take the resampled audio and try another processing chain after it. Auto-filter, saturator, redux, drum bus, hybrid reverb or reverb, and utility. Auto-filter can do a slow low-pass sweep across 8 to 16 bars. A little resonance is fine, but don't make it whistly unless that's the exact vibe you want. The sweep should feel like dawn opening up, not like a DJ filter effect for the sake of it. Saturator again, but just a touch. You're building layers of tone, not trying to make everything loud. Redux can roughen the top end and give it that digital decay character, but keep it restrained unless you really want the sound to collapse into lo-fi territory. Drum bus is an underrated move on atmospheres. Use it lightly. It can add glue, a bit of crunch, and some attack to chopped bits. But if the low end starts clouding the intro, back off the boom or turn it off entirely. Hybrid reverb is great if you want something a little more cinematic without losing the rawness. A plate or room character blended with convolution can sound gorgeous, especially if you keep the lows filtered. And here's a pro move, resample again after the second processing stage. That second print often sounds far more authentic than the plugin chain itself. It starts to feel recorded, not programmed. That's exactly the kind of worn but emotional texture that works so well in jungle. From there, build layers. Don't rely on one sound to do all the work. A strong sunrise intro usually has a tonal bed, some resampled atmosphere, and then supporting layers around it. Think vinyl crackle, rain, a field recording, ghost snare hits, reverse cymbals, little break fragments, dubby delay throws, maybe even a soft sub swell if you want tension under the harmony. Use stock devices to support those layers. Simpler is great for chopped break bits. Sampler can handle playable atmosphere one-shots. Auto filter, echo, gate, beat repeat, and EQ8 can all help shape the support elements. Just remember the rule. The intro supports the drums. It doesn't compete with them. The low end especially needs discipline here. High pass your atmospheric layers and keep the subspace clear. Old-school DNB intros often feel heavy because they reserve the weight. They don't give everything away too early. And think like a DJ. A good intro isn't just a nice sound design exercise. It needs phrase logic. 16 bars is compact and mix-friendly. 32 bars gives you more time for a slow emotional build. Even an 8-bar version can work if you need a quick live transition. A reliable intro shape might be this. Bars 1 to 4, filtered ambience and vinyl noise. Bars 5 to 8. The main resampled phrase arrives. Bars 9 to 12, add breaks, delay, or higher harmonics. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter, thin out the low mids, and set up the transition. Then let a reverse swell or reverb tail lead into the drums. You want the feeling that something is arriving. For extra control, print your reverb and delay returns separately. This is one of those advanced moves that instantly makes your workflow feel more flexible. Put the effects on return tracks, send your intro into them, and then record those returns onto new audio tracks. Now you can chop, reverse, fade, or rearrange the tails as audio. That's perfect for jungle. It gives you that found sound, hand-edited feel rather than a generic preset wash. A few mistakes to avoid. First, too much reverb everywhere. If everything is smeared, Nothing is the focus. Keep one element emotionally clear so the listener has something to hold onto. Second, too much low end. Save the sub for later. Third, no phrase development. A loop is not an arrangement. The intro should change over time. Fourth, over clean sound design. Jungle emotion often comes from imperfection, artifacts, and resampled grit. And fifth, forgetting mix usability. If a DJ can't use the intro cleanly, it's not fully working yet. If you want the intro to lead into a darker drop, use contrast on purpose. Hide a little menace in the harmony with minor ninths, suspended voicings, or unresolved notes. Use a sub ghost instead of a full bass line. Resample distortion tails and tuck them under the cleaner layer. Use tiny break fragments like snare tails, ghost kicks, and hat ticks to keep the jungle language alive underneath the atmosphere. A great advanced trick is the dual print approach. Make one resample that's clean, wide, and emotional, and another that's degraded, band limited, and unstable. Blend them. The clean one carries the chord movement, and the broken one adds history and grime.